If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave, back at it again for another week with Bambi Bunny. fresh off of a crazy week that we had last week with the episodes. As we record this, the Poke Cave After Dark podcast has just released about an hour ago. If you haven't listened to that, September 4th, go back and listen to that. It is a doozy. It took me a while to edit it, but I love it. It's probably the greatest episode I have ever done with the help of my co-host, and we definitely paid for it the day after.
Oh man, I kept going afterwards too. It was terrible. It was a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, at least I was smart enough to go to bed after. You
I'm
just
a
kept
busy
going.
Gal. I'm a busy gal, okay?
Oh, so am I, but I'm a busy guy.
I entered a gaming tournament. I drank some more. I did some modding for some streams. I drank some more.
All of a sudden, the modding becomes a little more interesting.
luckily, when I mod this one channel where we're all degenerates anyway, so it, you know, just added to the fun. I ended up helping sell, I think, everything out, so it worked out.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just spilled coffee on me. That's beautiful.
We love that for you.
That's cold. Very, very cold. I don't know. I don't know if my man card's removed for this one.
Is it PSL? Or is it a pumpkin cold film?
No. Ice, brown sugar, oat, shaken espresso.
Yeah, go ahead and cough up the man card. You did.
yeah, it's not the greatest. I mean, the brown sugar is nice, but it feels like there's way too much oat milk in it.
That entire sentence was embarrassing.
I'm lactose intolerant. I pay dearly for doing stupid things.
At least pick like a nut milk so you can make a joke about it.
I mean, I don't. Well, no.
What's wrong with almond milk? Almond milk's great.
Is it? I've never tried it.
It's very good. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
I don't even know if Starbucks has that.
They do.
Oh, I might have to just change that and really
screw
it. They
actually carried almond milk before they carried oat milk.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, fun fact-a-rooney for you.
Yeah. But going into some Pokemon content, even though, I mean, oh, hell, if Starbucks ever wants to sponsor us, I will gladly discard my man card if it means that Starbucks is actually going to pay me. But we're all familiar with ROMs nowadays. Most of the time, it's games that we've played previously that you don't really want to crack open those original games. Kind of like, you know, Pokemon Red, Blue, even Gold, Silver, those kinds of ones. Or even the more expensive ones like Soul Silver or Heart Gold. However, sometimes people make some very interesting, dare I say, hacky ROMs. You know, we've seen weird ones online. I've seen like a Team Rocket one before. A missing no one, which is like a weird glitchy one. I've seen one where it's extremely explicit content on it.
Is it a
However,
jinx?
This one, There's one I saw it on YouTube once. It's where your main character is trying to rescue like human trafficking victims.
And you lost me.
Yeah, it's like you're facing like people who look like split between Team Rocket and what was it Team Galaxy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you defeat them, you're getting hints to try and find these women that they're trafficking. It's really, really screwed up. The things people will build nowadays. However, there's a new one called Pokemon Unbound. When you look at the screen art for it, it's actually quite interesting. In fact, I'm going to have that as the screen art for this podcast, just so you can keep that in mind. So it's a Pokemon ROM that uses a complete Fire Red upgrade, containing a Gen 8 level custom battle engine. All Pokemon from Gen 1 through 7, most of the moves and abilities from those gens, and a lot of the gimmicks from every gen before that. It has a completely unique story that you'll find nowhere else, a new world that has been designed from the ground up, as well as multiple different difficulty modes, a massive post-game that contains basically every legendary Pokemon in the game up till Gen 8, and so much more. That seems something very interesting, especially the fact that, nowadays with Pokemon Home, you theoretically can get every legendary, sort of. You still can get all the Regis and Scarlet and Violet, but, there's certain legendaries that you still can't transfer over, but they're damn well near close to it. I mean, the only thing that would get me to use this is the fact that it saves you, I guess, the work of having to transfer Pokemon over.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of cool. When you look at the Pokemon world, they also have a screen art of that. It kind of gives off like a weird Kanto vibe-ish. It looks very Kanto-ish.
Kanto-ish.
Yeah. I mean, the things are in the right spot-ish. Pokemon League is up in the top left-hand corner. The only difference is it appears, they put an X on this lower right-hand corner. I don't know what the hell that means. If that's just an area that it's there, but you can't go there, or... But they've got an island that you can actually go through different routes. They've also got three other little islands that appear to be unusable, would probably be the best way to describe it.
Unusable as in inaccessible or unusable as in...
Maybe unaccessible, maybe. It looks like it's just there. Yeah, it's just there for art, for prettiness.
Okay, fair enough.
But, so it introduces a brand new region called Boris. That's an interesting name. Now, Boris is a land still haunted by a war that happened thousands of years ago. Apparently, you can fully customize your character. In this world, while a deadly plot to change everything is happening, plot-wise, it's extremely complex for a Pokemon game, which isn't saying too much. It's also incredibly dark. It's not as dark as it was before the final release happened. Older versions of the game featured a man getting set on fire, which...
I think they should bring it back.
I agree. I would love to have a Pokemon game where somebody gets set on fire. Some really dark story beats and moments that feel like they come out of a Pokemon game designed for players who grew up with the series. So that's kind of nice. It's kind of more geared for us older gen. There is two evil teams in this game, not just one, who are battling against each other and who you very occasionally get in the middle of. So kind of like Team Aqua, Team Magma kind of situation? You had two teams kind of battling out between each other, and again, theoretically, you kind of got in the middle of it.
Got in the crossfire.
Yeah. So occasionally you get in the middle of, there are the shadows in the light of ruin who feel like somebody looked at Team Rocket and thought, how can I make them even cooler? I mean, yeah, I mean, Team Rocket was pretty basic. It definitely got better.
So good.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad that it got better throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. A little more character development, plot story.
Yeah, I just I can't stand Team Yell though.
No, that's an agreed.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have made Team Yell. even the Team Star is kind of annoying, but not as annoying as Team Yell. But it's up there. Now, there's twists, turns, and there's stuff here that hits new storytelling heights in the what they call the best Pokemon ROM hack scene. Once you're done with the story, though, there's even more to do. Unbound looks at other games and takes from them the idea of a mission list with various different things that you're tasked to do across the entire region. So at least it's not very point A, point B, point C kind of thing. You can actually go and do point A, point D, point F, point X kind of thing. It's kind of cool. gives a little more... Well, it would make sense to do that if it was open world, in a sense. Like, you weren't locked to do, like, a certain X amount of... or certain routes in order kind of thing. I mean, if you can go straight from, say, quote-unquote Pallet Town right to Cinnabar Island without having to do the storyline between A to Z, that's awesome. You're probably going to get your butt spanked by much, much stronger Pokemon and players, but it'd be a lot better if you can just move around more freely. There's a lot of missions to do, and some of them will take longer than others, but they'll add tens of hours to your playtime even after you've completed the main story and beat the evil organization that's dodging your every move. The game also has multiple different difficulty levels, so if you get bored with the normal difficulty, you can ratchet up a notch. Now, in terms of Pokemon, you've got access to 7 different gens of Pokemon. There are a few missing here and there, but mostly you have access to almost any Pokemon you could possibly want in your team. There's even almost every legendary from every different gen. Your starters are completely different from the usual grass, fire, and water that you've used to in your time playing your traditional best Pokemon games. Instead, you've got Garchomp, Beldum, and Larvitar.
I love Larvitar.
Which, I mean,
little nugget.
If you're holy shit. If you're going to start your game with a freaking Garchomp,
you just go ahead and call it a win.
Yeah. I mean, what's stopping you after you pick up that freaking Garchomp? Now, if they give you a freaking Garchomp at level 1 or level 5, that is hilarious. At that point, I feel real bad for Garchomp and wonder what the hell happened to you.
I don't know. I'm that sick person that would be like, oh, look at the cute little nugget. Let me pick it up.
look at the modified freak.
Adorable.
What this leads to is a much different dynamic to start with your Pokemon being useful in extremely different scenarios to the usual starters. There's not just 7 gens of Pokemon either. Throughout the meticulous levels of coding and sprite work, the creators of Pokemon Unbound have managed to put both Mega Evolutions and Dynamax Pokemon into the hack for Pokemon Fire Red, a game from 2004. Throughout your journey across Boros, you'll come across Mega Evolution stones, and once you reach a certain point in the story, you'll be able to Mega Evolve the appropriate Pokemon in a beautiful sequence that has a great spirit work. Dynamaxing doesn't come up as often as Mega Evolution, but it does come up in certain side missions and story moments. Which, cool. I mean, I like that. You can actually do both Dynamax and Mega Evolution. I'm quite impressed by that. Usually it's prompted by your opponent Dynamaxing, often using a legendary Pokemon in a moment that is absolutely terrifying. You're then able to Dynamax your own Pokemon, unlocking new moves that are super powerful. You need to bring your health down before you're given the option to catch them, unlike other Pokemon, which you can try and catch at any time during the battle. So that's actually, they essentially copied Terra Pokemon. Like when you encounter a random or a wild Terra Pokemon, you mm-hmm. have to knock it down to a certain level before you can catch it. So, I mean, it's kind of cool that they even brought in kind of a Scarlet and Violet era-esque to it. Now, what does it mean? I mean, if you could play this game, like, for one, would you? And two, like, would this overtake as popularity over a standard Pokemon game, in your opinion?
Hang on, let me think about that. One more time. What was the question?
So, A, would you play this, and would it overtake popularity in your eyes over a traditional Pokemon game? Like, would you more or less mm-hmm. aim to play this game rather than, say, Scarlet and Violet, or even an older gen game?
I love the ROMs. I get the point. I would play this one, but I don't think I would, you know, abandon ship on my regular games. Here's my thing with ROMs. I get it. I do. But I feel like it's a kitchen sink type of thing where they're just like, okay, here's what we like from these six games. Let's flood it all together, make it one. And then it's just stupid OP. I don't know. It kind of defeats the purpose to me. Like, I personally like, when I go to play a Pokemon game on my Switch, it's because I need to, like, chillax and stop choosing violence for the day. So the more you give me, the more, like, amped up I'll get. So I kind of like the slower, you know, aspects of the regular games rather than the ROMs. But I don't know. I would try it. I think it's a cool idea.
See, I'm... when I sit down to play a game, I'm almost the opposite. How badly can I kill something and how quickly?
Well, don't get me wrong, that's like my Call of Duty mode, but
yeah,
that's about it.
So I am I mean, outside of Pokemon, I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy religiously. Mm-hmm. To the point where even one of the receptionists who I went to school with for grade 12 at my athletic therapist, we talk back and forth about constantly, like inside of the office and outside of the office through messaging about, oh, have you gotten this spell or that spell, or have you done this story or that story? When I play that game in particular, I'm trying to adventure out and see everything I can see because it is an open world. But at the same time, I'm trying to see what can I kill and how quickly can I kill it. and all the different monsters, like you get, like, I'm starting to see different massive spiders now and all this stuff, and different types of trolls. Like there's these massive battle trolls, and I'm starting to get spells that can slowly kill, like they paralyze and slowly kill your enemy. There's other ones that completely kill it instantly. Like, I'm apparently, according to my friend there who works at the athletic therapist, I'm maybe an hour or two away from getting Abracadabra. And I'm like, oh, sweet, I have to get that. And she's like, how dare you use an unforgivable curse? I'm like, I will use it all day and all night. Like,
outside of Pokemon, I've been playing COD, PUBG, and... God forbid, Fortnite. So I know. I told myself I was never going to do it. Like, you know, when I told myself I was never going to download TikTok, and here we are. But Like, those games, actually, I just downloaded and started playing Apex yesterday. So now I'm in with the Sweaty McSweatville. So, like, those games, I choose violence, right?
Yep.
And then I'm amped up. It's, like, go time. I'm locked in. Pokemon, I just kind of want to, like, you know, gently kick some rears. But, like, also, they're kind of cute. And the music is beautiful until you, like, find something. And it's just, wah, 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 almost no.
Yeah.
So I like the chill factor of it.
Now here's something that's actually pretty interesting. Moving back into weird things that the Pokemon company is actually doing, not necessarily at ROM, but apparently there's not enough TV shows or web series or YouTube series that Pokemon company has controlled. Now apparently they want to do a live action Pokemon Red and Pokemon Green called Fill Your Pocket with Adventure. Yeah, that you couldn't have picked a better name for that show.
Pretty sure that's a felony in some states.
Well, yeah. You know, is that a Pokeball in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Could have made the Wiglet joke, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm ordering one of those stuffed animals and sending it to a friend.
Oh, God.
I just need a box, you know, that'll fit the thing in it. 10 inches long. Come on. Oh. They did not think this through.
Wait, you don't have a big enough box for 10 inches?
I typically don't ship things that are 10 inches.
You can squish it in there.
Yeah, you could bend it, I guess.
Oh, no. Poor Wiglet.
That'll be fine.
Think of its feelings.
What feelings?
Actually, you know what? Even better, send a Diglett.
Oh, we call those glizzies?
Just send a Diglett and be like, look, it matches.
It matches.
So the series will premiere in Japan on October 19th. And will star Nanase Nishino, who is a fan of Pokemon. Which, I mean, did they really need to include that? So what, if you weren't a fan of Pokemon or had never played Pokemon, does that mean you're just instantly disqualified from having the TV show?
It means, you know, she's got street cred, that's all. That means that we should all trust her in playing this part.
You would hope so. I mean, you pray that it's someone who actually knows their Pokemon logistics and not Sister and goes, oh, I know Pikachu, but doesn't know the other.
I kid you not, super sidetracked, but I kid you not, I saw this girl, she was talking about different cards on her stream, she's newer, and she pulled a Raichu, okay, it was a pretty cool card, but okay. She's like, look, guys, it's Pikachu, I'm like, oh
no,
fired, everyone left, it was terrible, I felt bad for her, I was like, please, 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 please learn the names of your Pokemons before, and the worst part is, the cards have the names on them.
Now, okay, so in my defense, when I used to rip Japanese packs, I know my Pokemon, but for some stupid reason, my ADHD brain looks at Japanese words, looks at the picture, and then for some odd reason, I say the Pokemon below it. So, like, for instance, if it was a Nidoking, I'd be like, oh, look, a Nidorino. I mean, shit, a Nidoking. Like,
you go down an evolution?
Yeah. It's like, I know what you come from, but in this millisecond, I don't know who you are, apparently.
What was the one that I had? Oh, no, not the, I messed up with, it was a Korean set, and I had done kind of a similar thing.
Oh.
But what kills me is I'm watching people rip 151 Japanese and Korean. And when they pull the like reverse and the holo Marowak, They're saying it's Cubone. Nothing irks me more. And, like, I'm the wrong person to mess that up with. Like, yeah. They all know I love Cubone, and they want to be excited for me. And they're like, look, Bambi, it's a Cubone. I'm like, I hate you so much right now. I was so sad.
The only way that would be worse is if they turn around and look, Bambi, it's the one that died.
I've had some people say some funny things about it, and then I'm like, well, you know, girl with daddy issues who likes a Pokemon with mommy issues, it just works out. And then they don't know what to say. They're like, dang, you took that a little darker. I was like, well, fire with fire, my friend.
They have no idea who they're messing with.
They really don't, and I feel bad about it sometimes, and then I realize I really don't care.
No. Now, this actress plays the drama's protagonist, who apparently arrives in Tokyo to follow her dream to become a creator, but she finds herself struggling every day. One day, after almost 20 years, she tries to play Pokemon Red again. Now, the live-action drama will premiere on Tokyo TV and other channels on the 19th, effectively October 20th, technically, at 12:30 a.m. JST. Then on BS TV Tokyo and TV Tokyo 4K on October 24th. The series will also stream exclusively on Unext. As of right now, there's no information or even any guarantee if it's going to come North America wide. I would hope that it would come North America, but at the same time, like, it's weird. So they're saying it's a live action Pokemon TV show, but I've read another article at some point where they put an emphasis on the fact that it's not going to be like Detective Pikachu. You're not going to see Pokemon walking around, this and that. It's literally a grown woman like us who picks up Pokemon Red again and starts playing it 20 years later. Which, okay, yeah, it's Pokemon themed, but can you really classify it as live action Pokemon then? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I would say no. I've seen some creepy, like, pre-art for a different live-action Pokemon series that I would deem as a live-action Pokemon series.
Yeah.
Super not looking forward to that one, I might add.
Yeah.
Mr. Mime creeps me out.
Oh my god, yes.
Did you see that art that's floating around Instagram?
I've seen a couple of different ones, and they all are, like, ridiculously weird.
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah,
I mean, like, even Detective Pikachu did an okay job, but the Mr. Mime, and that freaked me out too.
Yeah, that was a little cringy.
And like, oh, the Jinx, oh god.
Oh my god, yeah.
I hope Nicki Minaj sued for copyright infringement.
I mean, although at the same time, like, they had some really, really weird, cringy Pokemon in that, but then they had some really cute ones like Psyduck.
True. Psyduck was adorable. His little fluffy rear. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like, you know who didn't get a major feature? Guess who didn't get a major feature?
Oh,
I'm super sour little about. You see him for like a millisecond.
That's all you need.
And I'm pissed.
That's all you need.
No, there needs to be just hordes of them running around. Like, think about it.
Probably was in the cave somewhere.
I know, but I want to see them. They're so cute. Note to self, don't put them in your pictures.
Yes.
We can talk about that one later.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Poor planning. I understand now. And about 10 other people pointed that out.
Yeah. I was like, that's...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's a very interesting pose.
He was hiding the mess on my table. It wasn't my fault.
No, he was
yep,
dancing on there. That ass. Yeah.
If you haven't already, now's a good time. Before you take that down.
Cubone was getting some action there.
Somebody, oh gosh, we'll talk about it in the next episode. Anyways, moving on.
And finally, the one thing that pisses me off every goddamn week, freaking Path of the Peak. And I've seen all the comments on YouTube and on Instagram of people saying this is the greatest series in the world, it's they've done such a fabulous job, and yeah, awesome, cool. And here I am ripping my bloody hair out because it doesn't freaking make sense. Like, oh my god.
What, three over the edge this week?
Yeah. I mean, they must have heard me because they haven't come out with an episode today. They're probably scared. So this episode was titled, of course, Worlds. Because, I mean, you've gone to regionals. You've gone to INCA. Now you gotta go to Worlds. My daughter and I sat down to watch this freaking episode. And I was thinking it, but my daughter had the balls to actually say it. She turns to me as it's starting. She goes, I swear to God, if she wins Worlds with an Oddish deck, I quit.
I quit.
I turned around and I said, I agree. I.
How can, come on though. Like, how did you not see that coming?
Oh my god. I can't remember. She came in second, didn't she?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I didn't watch the full episode, to be honest with you.
Okay, so this is what gets me. Thankfully, they put more emphasis on the rest of the Pokemon in her deck. Thank god, because up until now, you see bits and pieces of, like, Scyther, and that was about it. But now you see Tropius, you see Scyther, you see Oddish, and you see a new Pokemon. Not Bioplume. No. That would be too simple. Instead, you got frickin' Balsam. So, this is why I don't understand. I paused that stupid episode, mid-episode, as soon as Balsam came out. My daughter and I must be on telepathic wavelengths. Because she turns to me and she goes, isn't this like new Worlds? Because, you know, there was Saucian and all that stuff. And I said, yeah, it's roughly based on Sword and Shield. You're seeing some Scarlet and Violet with Maraudon posters. So it's recent Worlds. It's not like back in the day Worlds. And she goes, okay, so when was the last Balsam card? And so I looked it up. It was a while ago that they came out with one, which means it's no longer in regulation, period. Why did you use a freaking card that you can't actually use? You can't use it. What the? You can use a Vileplume, but you can't use a Balsam. But nope, there it is. It's out on the field, and it took down a bloody Groudon. What?
You're so huffy.
I was, oh god, I'm so pissed about that. Because I pulled up cards, the latest card for Groudon and the latest card for Balsam. In order for Balsam to actually win against Groudon, I did the math. You would have to swap Balsam out ridiculously enough. You would have to stack energy on this stupid Pokemon. and you would have to pray to God that your opponent didn't stack the energies on their Groudon to essentially one hit you. The only Pokemon that wouldn't take a one hit KO would be Tropius. Now, at the same time, Tropius, depending on which card you pick, does have a decent ability. And it's an okay setup card for the old meta. It worked like basically the first regionals of this year kind of thing. A little bit in Worlds of last year, more so regionals and international last year. Nowadays, it's really not compatible for most decks. It's still a decent setup card. It's just it doesn't flow very well in the current meta. So with all that in mind, her deck makes absolutely no sense. And it's essentially the only powerful card she has is the damn Tropius. Tropius is the only card that actually has any kind of serious HP. And again, within, I think, I did the math on, I think, two hits, Tropius would be knocked out. So, I mean, thank God she didn't win, because I would have just lost it. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad that when she lost, it wasn't a, oh, poor me, screw Pokemon, I give up, the hell with it kind of thing. It was like, you know what, screw it, I'm in finals. I don't know how the hell she's going to finals, but she's in finals. Screw it, let's just have fun. And that's, out of the entire series so far, that's the biggest thing you should take from this. Yeah, it sucks to lose. Yeah, it's awesome to win. But screw it. Go in there and have fun. Whether or not you win or lose, it's a game. Now, yes, when you get further up, there is money and there are perks and this and that on the line. But again, it's just a game. Have fun.
I think people forget that a lot of the time.
Yeah, oh god, yeah.
Like in every facet of Pokemon, whether you're playing, you know, cards or actually like the TCG Live or playing the video games or, you know, competing. Shoot, even you should see the streaming world now. Goodness me. You take an L on a bid and you like people lose it and like just chillax.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know. If they come out with another episode, I don't know. I'm going to be going into it just pissed. Without even watching the episode, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm already pissed.
Yeah, I'm already pissed. Now, the best part of that damn episode was the very beginning. Sort of. They had a Pokemon theme song. Kudos.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the wrong theme song. Yeah. They had the wrong one. They had Johto. Why?
It's a kitchen sink thing, you know? Just kind of throw a little bit of everything in there.
No, I mean, if you're going to throw in a Pokemon theme song, throw in the original. Unless it's a monetary... Well, no. It can't be a monetary thing because, honestly, Pokemon Company has more money than they know what to do with it. They can afford to pay Jason Page to use his theme song for one episode. So, I mean, they should have just used the original theme song and paid Jason Page a little bit of money to throw the original theme song in there. That's my humble opinion. If I want to listen to a Pokemon theme song in an anime, you damn well better throw in the original. Because, I mean, come on, nothing slaps like the original.
That's true. This is true.
But, I mean, I don't know. If I couldn't get original, I guess a close second would be Johto, because it is like the next catchiest theme song, in my opinion, at least.
I might agree with that.
I don't know. There were some weird ones.
There's a lot of weird ones.
Yeah. And finally, it's time for the good old Pokemon battle.
Oh Do you ever dust yourself off after getting whooped last time?
I don't want to talk about it.
Of course you don't talk about when you lose. As bad as you did, too. That was rough.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't feel the greatest about my lineup. I went with a different strategy this time.
So, I had a tablet with me at work the other day. I worked all weekend. And so now I'm off for today and tomorrow, and I'm back in for 2 days. Sunday, I sat there at my desk while running my machine. I had my phone, the tablet, and a Word document up on my work computer, just so I could have like three screens going at the same time, looking through everything, doing deep dives on every freaking little bit of homework I could do to try and figure out what order to put Pokemon in, what Pokemon type, this and that.
What deep dives were you doing?
Oh, I was going deep.
That's what she said.
Yeah. In fact, I changed one of my legendaries 5 different times.
That was like me that one week where I was like, this one. Nope. Last minute change. And I think I swapped it out mid-episode.
Oh, did you now? Mm-hmm. I ended up, so a part of my machine broke. I had to call maintenance down. And so our millwright and our electrician came. And the electrician, he's into a little bit of Pokemon. Like, he plays the Scarlet and Violet games. But he also plays Magic the Gathering. He's into Magic the Gathering cards.
Mm-hmm.
But he's into, like, Pokemon games. He doesn't really collect or play the Pokemon card game.
Okay.
So, like, he looked at my desk because I had then turned around and started writing in our work journal. What had happened on the machine, what broke, how did maintenance fix it, blah, 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 for our records. And he looks over and he sees all three screens going and goes, what the hell is that? And he looks and he's like, oh, and I had like cards brought up and different types and types of advantages brought up. And he's like, oh, you getting ready for regionals? I said, nope. I'm getting ready to kick my co-host's butt in a virtual Pokemon battle. He's like, oh. Oh, that sounds like fun. I said, yeah, last week she whooped my ass. So now I'm out for revenge. He's like, oh, that sucks for her. He's like, we've seen you when you're out for revenge. He goes, nobody comes out alive. So it took me, I want to say about 3.5 hours to pick a team of 6.
Hmm.
So, yeah. With that in mind, since you won, you can go first for your very first Pokemon.
You want to tell everyone the rules for this week?
Oh, right. Yes. Sorry. So this time around, we are doing 3 regular Pokemon, 3 legendaries, one of which has to be a pseudo legendary. The other two, just standardized legendaries. Other than that, it's all fair and games. No Terras, no nothing. It's just straight up Pokemon and legendaries.
I swear, if you have an Alolan in your lineup, I'm going to be pissed.
I will tell you right now, I do not have an Alolan.
Good.
I thought about it, though.
Thought about it.
I thought about Alolan, too. Hisuian, everything.
Not a dead giveaway, promise. Okay. First up, did I lose you? Okay, sorry. I had a weird echo for a second. First up is going to be, and do not laugh at me, pinky promise.
I can't promise.
You got a pinky promise.
Is
there there's a strategy to this, okay?
Uh-oh.
It's a Fido.
Fido? Really? Okay. I did not think you... Wow. I mean, we've picked some fairy types before, but never a Fido. All right. I mean, that's a very interesting Pokemon there.
Little croissant dog.
Yeah. So, of course, you're weak against poison and steel. All right. So, my very first Pokemon is Swanna.
Damn it.
Water flying type. I am 2 times weak against rock and electric. But
you finally learned to stop leading with your legendaries, huh?
Yeah. That was part of like the six times I changed the freaking list. let's see here. Flying in water. You are one time weak against water. One time weak against flying. I am fairy. I'm one time weak against fairy.
I was really banking on you having some type of legendary in that first slot.
So I think I take the win on that simply for the fact that you're one time weak against both of my types.
Mm-hmm. That's the danger with picking like strictly a singular typing.
Yeah. So
had you been a dragon type though, I'm coming for you. You watch out.
Number two. Now I'm going to butcher the name on this. Raikou. Raikou? Raikou?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. The legendary. Yeah. Electric legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I picked Volcarona.
Oh, there we go. The Pokedex is like, no, you're not trying to spell that. Bug fire type. Yeah. So I am electric. I'm two times weak against ground. You are one time weak against electric. And, freak. Oops. Maybe I should. There we go. You said bug fire. I am. Yeah, one time weak against bug, one time weak against fire. So you would definitely get the win on that one.
So what, we're 1v1 now?
Yep.
Hooray for ugly looking moth thing. I keep pulling that card and it's driving me bonkers.
Okay, number three.
Who'd I pick for number three?
Yeah, you can go for number three.
Good old Rayquaza, little Ray Ray.
Oh, dragon flying type.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Are you kidding?
I picked Camerupt.
Who?
Camerupt. That camel fire type dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I know who you're talking about.
Fire ground.
Yep.
So I'm two times weak against ground and water. You are. So I am fire ground. You are. Yeah, you take the win on that one.
Really?
You take zero damage from ground and half damage from fire.
I love Ray Ray.
Yeah, I'm.
One of the best legendaries.
So my number four is Heatran.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be interesting then. I picked Emboar.
Oh, okay.
There's a theme here.
So firefighting, I'm fire steel. You are half resistant to my steel, half resistant to fire. I'm, yeah, two times weak against fighting, which that's you. So yeah, you take damn win on that one.
Oof, it's not looking good for you, my guy.
There's still two more. We can tie this up. We can tie this. We're good.
All right. What number was that for?
That was number four. So what do you have for number five?
Okay. I've been told I've been butchering this name. So if I do it again, my dearest, sincerest apologies. I picked Hydrogen.
Okay.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, Hydrogen?
Thank you. Is that actually how you say it?
Hydrogen or Dregion? See, now I'm screwing it up. Hydrogen.
Okay, because I've been told I've been saying it wrong.
How do you say it? It won't say it. Come on!
If you're asking Siri, I don't expect her to know.
No, the Pokedex tells, like, it reads the Pokedex index.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe because I had, hold on. Nope, it won't read the Pokedex.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
Fine.
So that's who I picked.
So, Dark Dragon, all right. I picked Metagross.
I knew you were going to pick Metagross. I almost did it just to spite you.
No. So, Fire or Dark Dragon compared to Steel Psychic. Zero damage from Psychic. One from Steel. I am weak against Ground, Ghost, Fire, and Dark. Yeah, you went on that one. All right. That's beautiful.
Well, for giggles, let's go number six.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that condescending?
Okay, so this is one where you're gonna hate me on this.
Oh yeah.
Number six for me is Unknown.
Excuse me. Okay, now I see what you meant earlier.
Yeah. Right off the bat, you think it's a legendary, but I triple checked. It is
not. I know he's not. Yeah.
It's classic.
Dumb Pokemon.
Yeah. So one Google entry said that no, it's not a legendary. However, it's closely resembled to Arceus or a hieroglyph. Well, like the kind of same mentality as Arceus. So that's kind of why most people would think that it's classified as a legendary, but it's really not.
It's a freaking letter.
Yeah. I mean, it's a psychic letter. So, yeah. It's
a psychic letter. Well, I went super classic with my last pick. I went with Mewtwo.
Oh, okay. So two psychics. That's interesting. Yeah, this is going to be weird. So you're weak against bug, ghost, and dark. Half resistant to psychic. I'm weak against bug, ghost, and dark.
Half resistant to psychic.
Half resistant to psychic. That's a draw. That one's a tie.
Yep.
But
I still won.
Yeah, you still won 4-1. I hate my life.
You know what's really going to bother you? How long did it take you to make your list?
6 hours.
Guess how long it took me to make mine?
Like 5 seconds?
Not 5 minutes. I had to check my typings and just make sure that I had a lineup that was good. Okay, I reordered them a once or twice.
I wasted 6 hours of company time to try and do this.
And you still lost.
Hey, at least I got paid almost $30 an hour to do this list. So, who really lost?
See, fair enough. When I'm at work, it requires both my hands, and I'm unable to do so. I was going to do a dirty and have my friend help me with my list, and he's, like, ridiculous with Pokemon, so...
Okay, nice. I was honestly thinking about asking one of the guys from the store that I'm partnered with to give me a hand, or even my daughter. However, if
one of the weeks we'll have to ask our Instagram, like do a poll, and just take six of their suggestions, but no legendaries, they'll have to be regular.
Okay, yeah.
And my crowd versus your crowd.
Ooh, yeah.
That's not fair. That you've got like 4,000. I'm sitting over here at 300 something. All right, I trust my 300. They're solid.
It's okay. My 4,000 never interact with me, so it's fine.
Okay, see, I might have an advantage there then. Yeah.
My 4,000 don't give a crap about me. They just want free stuff, apparently.
I get, like, between 30 and 50 reactions, depending.
Well, see, now...
It's because I put Cubones in convenient places.
You've got Cubones bouncing on your butt. Okay, come on now.
Beat my Instagram.
Yeah.
It was just a block of mess on my vanity, and I had you and like 9 other people message me, and they're like, "Wow, slap a skull on me and call me Cubone." And I'm like, No. There's a mess on my vanity that I forgot about, and I didn't want it to be like the highlight of the photo. So I was like,
"Go that dirty, Jesus." That was like, classy.
You gave me a giggle face, which other people gave me giggle faces too, because it's hilarious when like you know me or interact with me and talk to me, and then you see that and you're like, ooh, these two things do not add up. And so I'm scrolling through the stickers. I'm like, I gotta put something to hide the mess, and I didn't want to do like a cheesy little heart, and like I'm very Pokemon focused, so I was like, oh, I'll just pick Cubone. I'll put him in there.
The Cubone's going for a dance party. It's
all and there's good. it was poor prior planning on my part. It did start a riot in a stream, which I thought was hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe next week. I mean, again, if my followers actually freaking do their job.
You only need six. You need six people. Okay, and we'll work out the rules. But I'm thinking. Each person can only suggest one. They can't give you a whole list.
Okay.
So you only need six people.
Easier said than done on my side. My followers are lazy.
I believe in you.
Your first Pokemon's going to be Cubone.
Of course. I don't know. I'll get some out-of-pocket suggestions. I already know it. It's all going to be Wigglets.
Yeah.
My whole team's just going to be Wigglets.
Wigglet, Cloyster, Cubone.
Dugtrio.
Maybe a little bit of Magikarp for, you know, that splash technique.
No, nobody's suggested Magikarp yet or said anything about him. I've gotten a lot of Diglett, Wigglet comments.
I'll suggest Magikarp with the moveset Flail.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I was looking at, so I made a post about Guzzlord, right? Because it's just the funniest name to me. Kills me every time. I think the actual like Pokemon design is it's all right. It is what it is. But gosh, where is it? Oh, it's gonna bother me. It's hilarious. I love the ability so much. It makes me giggle. Eat sloppily.
Oh my god.
And, I mean, what? Tyrannical hole. Come on. Come on. This was by design. The only thing that could have made this worse if it was a tag team.
For
Glutton GX. Oh my gosh. Guzzlord.
The oh god. Fuck, I forget his name. But his move is Max Yum Yum or something like that.
I need that card.
Yeah, it's fuck, Fat Squirrel.
Oh, starts with a G.
Yeah.
I have so many of them. Cause apparently it's a feature in OF. Which by that I mean Obsidian Flames, I gotta specify.
Yeah. I said that in your post. I was like, oh my god, Poppy's starting OF real early in LA. Oh my
god. Oh.
It's bad because it's a damn kid.
It's so bad. Did I really abbreviate Obsidian Flames on her post?
You put OF.
Okay. I'm going to get reported. I just got my Instagram back.
Really?
Yeah, I got into my first Whatnot scandal. And
did you now?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Ooh, we might have to save that for the After Dark podcast.
Yeah, we will.
All righty. And on that note, we say have a good day. We'll see you again next week for what could potentially be a very interesting Pokemon battle if my followers actually do as they were told.
Just start DMing people. Be like, hey, give me a Pokemon.
Listen, you have one task and one task only. Don't fuck it up.
Understand the assignment.
Yeah. I'm going to emphasize no legendaries. And then Josh Nixon from the Cave Collectibles, I guarantee he's going to suggest Dragonite because that's his favorite Pokemon. He's not going to listen.
Oh my goodness.
He does that.
Write it out big block letters for him.
Yeah.
Is he the one that's in the Pikachu video with you?
Yep. One of them.
That's nice.
The one that was in the video, that's Cam McDonald. Oh. He's the owner of it. Josh was recording it at the time, actually.
Gotcha.
But on that note, we will see you guys again next week. Take care, everyone.